question about the invisible part. When you wake up, where does the dreaming part go? When you die, where does that bit that's inside you go?
What, the green wobbly bit?
No, the bit that's behind your eyes.
You mean the pinky grey bit?
No, not that. The invisible bit.
How would I know? I've never seen an invisible bit.
All the rats stared down at Fresh. I don't like this kind of talk, said one of them. It reminds me of the shadows in the candlelight. Another one said, did you hear about the bone rat? It comes and gets you when you're dead, they say.
They say, muttered the rat. They say there's a big rat underground who made everything, they say.
So it made the humans too. Must be really keen on us to go and make humans too, eh?
How do I know? Maybe they were made by a big human.
Oh, now you're just being silly,
said the doubting rat, who was called Tomato. All right, but you've got to admit that everything couldn't have just, well, turned up, could it? There's got to be a reason. And Dangerous Beans says there's things we should do because they're right. Well, who works out what's right? Where does right and wrong come from? They say if you've been a good rat, maybe the big rat has got this tunnel full of good eating that the bone rat will take you to.
But Fresh is still here, and I ain't seen a bony rat, said Doubting Tomato.
Ah, but they say you only see it if it's coming for you.
Oh,
said another rat, nervous to the point of mad sarcasm. So how did they see it, then? Tell me that. Life's bad enough as it is without having to worry about invisible things you can't see.
All right, what's been happening?
The rats turned, suddenly incredibly pleased to see Dark Tan scurry up the tunnel. Dark Tan pushed past. He'd brought nourishing with him. It was never too soon, he said, for a member of the squad to find out what happened to people who got things wrong.
I'll see, he said, looking at the trap.
He shook his head sadly.
What do I tell everyone?
Not to use tunnels that haven't been marked clear, sir, said Tomato. But Fresh, well, he never was a good listener, and he was keen to get on with it, sir.
Dark Tan examined the trap and tried to keep his face fixed in an expression of confident purpose. It was hard to do it, though. He'd never seen a trap like it. It looked a really nasty one, a squeezer rather than a chopper. It had been put where a rat hurrying to the water would be bound to trip it.
He's not going to do any more listening now, that for certain, he said. The face looks familiar, apart from the bulging eyes and the tongue hanging out, that is.
You talked to Fresh in the muster this morning, sir, said a rat. Told him he was raised to be a whittler and to get on with it, sir.
Dark Tan's expression remained blank. Then he said,
we got to go. We're finding a lot of traps all over. We'll work our way back to you. No one is to go any further along that tunnel. Understood? Everyone say, yes, Dark Tan.
Yes, Dark Tan, the rats chorused.
And one of you stand guard, said Dark Tan. There could be more traps up that way.
What shall we do with Fresh, sir? Said Tomato.
Don't eat the green wobbly bit, said Dark Tan, and hurried off.
Traps, he thought. There were too many of them, and too much poison. Even the experienced members of the squad were getting nervous now. He didn't like to come across unknown things. You found out what unknown things were when they killed you. The rats were spreading out under the town, and it was like no other town they'd found. The whole place was a rat trap. They hadn't found a single living Kiki. Not one. That wasn't normal. Everywhere had rats. Where you got humans, you got rats. And on top of everything else, the young rats were spending too much time worrying about things. Things you couldn't see or smell. Shadow things. Dark Tan shook his head. There was no room in the tunnels for that sort of thinking. Life was real, life was practical, and life could get taken away really quickly if you weren't paying attention. He noticed Nourishing looking around and sniffing the air as they trotted along a pipe.
That's right, he said approvingly. You can't be too careful. Never rush in. Even the rat in front of you might have been lucky and missed the trigger.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry too much about Fresh, though.
He did look awfully flat, sir.
Fools rush in, Nourishing. Fools rush in.
Dark Tan could sense the fear spreading. It worried him. If the changelings panicked, they'd panic as rats. and the tunnels in this city were no place for a terrified rat to be running. But if one rat broke ranks and ran, then most of them would follow.